About a dozen Kessel Haynes citizens publicly cited traffic, noise, health, and environmental concerns. They also say they don't know the purpose of the proposed mine. David Ford, a member of the family that owns the land, says he plans to work with GE to compile the requested data. However, he says his company isn't required to hold another meeting with the community.
Yeah, we might not have a scheduled public meeting, but we have an email list of folks that attended our first meeting, and we will make contact with them. We will do everything we can to work with them.
Kane Darrell, a Kessel Haynes citizen, says she's been knocking on her neighbors' doors to inform them of the rezoning request. She says few were previously aware of the project.
You know, we look around us and we see this chemical spill in West Virginia and the horrible contamination in the water at Camp Lejeune, and just this week the two things in North Carolina, the coal ash spill and the sewage spill. And I think the lessons we have to learn are that we can't always trust our corporations.
The planning board requests updates from the company within 60 days. Darrell says that in the meantime, she plans to collect her own data about the area's groundwater and its contaminants from hydrogeologists and environmental engineers. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.